Yes, well, obviously the Supreme Court ruling was not a surprise. I had always questioned the constitutionality of the bill, but I stated when we passed the bill that I'm not on the Supreme Court, and we needed a Supreme Court ruling to determine whether this approach was constitutional, and obviously it's not. And so the folks that have pension rights should know that they're intact, and they were vindicated when their case was decided by the Supreme Court.
What options does this leave going forward?
Well, you may remember we passed a bill out of the Senate, not unanimous, but bipartisan, back about 2 years ago that clearly would have saved billions of dollars. That was a different approach, an approach that would be found to be constitutional by this court. And so that's on the table, and if people want to read this bill, read this decision, and digest it and come back in the next few weeks and talk about a different approach, I'm more than happy to do that.
Why do you think this theory of consideration would be more tolerable? Sure, you're giving employees a choice, but it's kind of two guns are at your head. Which one do you want to shoot, right?
Right, but it's constitutional. So the point is that if you want to modify someone's pension contract, if you will, they have to do it by getting something that they otherwise wouldn't be entitled to. And all of your future pay raises are in the future, and they're not guaranteed. And they're not guaranteed to be part of your pension. So you could trade that. You could guarantee that they would be part of your pension in exchange for reducing some of your other benefits. And so that's why it's a contract. That's why it's constitutional. And that's something that is an option that would start to save billions of dollars and not waste the 2 years that we've wasted waiting for this Supreme Court decision.
What signals have you gotten from union leaders that they're willing to come to the table?
Union leaders can collectively bargain for pension changes to their in their contract, and that's another way of contractually changing your pension contract. So we're more than happy to sit down with them. The benefit of the bill that we had negotiated a couple of years ago was that it was agreed to. There probably wouldn't even have been a lawsuit, but unfortunately that didn't pass, and so now we're back to square one.
But even just one person can sue, right? I mean, just because my union negotiates something doesn't mean I have to agree with it.
Well, that's to be determined by a court, but I think the argument is that, yes, if you're in a collective bargaining position, that you can be bound by the decisions of the people that you've got doing those negotiations. And so that's one way of doing it. Or you can take the approach that I just talked about, a contractual approach. Pay raises are not part of their constitutional rights. Pay raises might be, but pay raises being pensionable are not part of your constitutional rights. And as a result, we can save a lot of money by using the contractual approach that we used a couple years ago.
Illinois pays the employer's pension costs for downstate teachers and universities. There had been talk previously about shifting that cost to the schools. Something that you're open to or something that you want?
I'll tell you something, Amanda. Being from Chicago, I definitely favor it. The problem is getting people outside Chicago to realize that this would be something which would be fair. And so that's what the Speaker and I have advocated over the years. So if it could be part of a package, it might be considered.